funding unleaded fuel testing crucial to general aviation. Boeing rolls out a Dreamliner faster than ever before, and Dream Chaser will launch from Kennedy Space Center. This is Aero News for Monday, January 27th, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. Last week, Congress passed the Omnibus Appropriations Bill of 2014, which included language that funded the Piston Aviation Fuels Initiative, a key step in the road toward transitioning to a high-octane, unleaded piston aviation fuel. The appropriation is slightly above the requested level through fiscal year 2014, and the fact that current FAA budget authorization is for a 3-year duration means this level of funding would also likely continue at least through fiscal year 2016. The Piston Aviation Fuels Initiative is an FAA industry partnership charged with evaluating candidate fuels and developing data to support fleet-wide certification for their use. Doug McNair, EAA's Vice President of Government Relations, said in a news release, quote, "This is a crucial program for the health and long-term viability of general aviation. Funding the Piston Aviation Fuels Initiatives at the requested level keeps us on track for a managed, sustainable, and safe transition to a high-octane, unleaded replacement for 100 low-lead," end quote. The spending bill contained other measures to help general aviation, including funding for the contract tower program and a renewal of language prohibiting user fees. The first Boeing 787 Dreamliner built at the rate of 10 airplanes per month has been rolled off the assembly line. The airplane, a 787-8, and the 155th Dreamliner built, will be delivered to International Lease Finance Corporation for operation by Aero Mexico. The new 10-per-month rate is the highest ever for a twin-aisle airplane. The 787 program has now increased its production rate 3 times in just over a year, including to 5 airplanes per month in November 2012 and 7 per month in May 2013. Boeing assembles and delivers 787s in 2 locations, Everett, Washington, and North Charleston, South Carolina. To date, 115 787s have been delivered to 16 customers. The program has 1,030 total orders from 60 customers worldwide. This airplane will be the 4th 787 operated by Aero Mexico and will be used on the airline's Mexico City to London Heathrow route. In this latest example of NASA's Kennedy Space Center transformation into a multi-user spaceport, Sierra Nevada Corporation of Louisville, Colorado announced Thursday steps that it will take to prepare for a November 2016 orbital flight of its Dream Chaser spacecraft from Florida's Space Coast. The announcement included the purchase of an Atlas V rocket from United Launch Alliance for the launch, sharing the operations and checkout, development, and testing facility with Lockheed Martin Space Systems, establishing an operations center at Kennedy Space Center, and using the former shuttle landing facility runway at Kennedy. These steps are considered substantial for Sierra Nevada and important to plans by NASA and Space Florida for Kennedy's new availability to both commercial and government customers. Sierra Nevada Corporation said it plans to work with United Launch Alliance to launch the company's winged Dream Chaser spacecraft into orbit from Space Launch Complex 41 at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. The Dream Chaser spacecraft is designed to carry new and critical cargo to destinations as well as perform servicing and science in low Earth orbit. Virgin Galactic says it has reached a significant milestone in the testing of a new family of liquid rocket engines for Launcher One, the company's small satellite launch vehicle. As part of a rapid development program, Virgin Galactic has now hot-fired both a 3,500-pound foot-thrust rocket engine and a 47,500-pound foot-thrust rocket engine called the Newton 1 and Newton 2, respectively. Further, the Newton 1 engine has successfully completed a full mission duty cycle on the test stand, firing for the 5-minute duration expected of the upper stage engine on a typical flight to orbit. Both engines were custom designed by Virgin Galactic to serve as the propulsion system for the Launcher 1 satellite launch vehicle. Air Force Colonel Paul W. Tibbetts IV has been nominated for appointment to the rank of Brigadier General. Tibbetts is currently serving as Deputy Director, Operations, Headquarters Air Force Global Strike Command at Barksdale Air Force Base in Bossier City, Louisiana, according to a Defense Department release. Tibbetts is the grandson of Brigadier General Paul Tibbetts, Jr., the pilot who famously flew the B-29 Enola Gay, which dropped the first atomic bomb on Japan during World War II. In an Air Force Global Strike Command news release, it was noted that Colonel Paul Tibbetts IV, Air Force Global Strike Command Deputy Director of Operations, was certified to fly the B-52H Stratofortress bomber at Barksdale Air Force Base. That accomplishment made him one of a select number of trained pilots to fly all three U.S. Air Force bomber platforms. He had flown the B-1 Lancer and B-2 Spirit bombers during previous assignments. The B-52, in which Colonel Tibbetts qualified, had the same nose art as the elder Tibbetts' B-17 during World War II, which he flew as part of the first Flying Fortress mission into German-occupied Europe. When AeroNews continues, want to win a Lightspeed headset? The Navy's P-8A, game changer or not? And Doc nears test flight status.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States, but you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders.
Cub Crafters is unique in that we can design, prototype, and certify, and put into production an aircraft. There aren't very many companies in the world that can make that claim.
For more information on Cub Crafters aircraft, including the popular Carbon Cub, visit cubcrafters.com.
Aero News continues now for Monday, January 27. I'm Glenn Moyer. Young Eagles pilots Mike Weimer of Downers Grove, Illinois, and Jim Martin of Blackstock, Ontario, Canada, are the lucky winners of Zulu headsets courtesy of Lightspeed Aviation. Weimer and Martin were automatically entered into the drawing by submitting the Young Eagles registration forms for their flights. EAA holds a quarterly drawing for a Lightspeed Zulu headset for active Young Eagles pilots. To enter, fly at least one Young Eagle and submit the Young Eagles registration form. It must be postmarked by the end of the quarter in which the flight occurs. Young Eagles pilots are encouraged to send in their Young Eagles registration forms as soon after the flight as possible. Drawings for 2014 will be held for the quarters ending March 31st, June 30th, September 30th, and December 31st. The chief of the Pentagon Testing Office says in a soon-to-be-released report that the P-8A Poseidon sub-Hunter aircraft deployed to Japan have, quote-unquote, major deficiencies and are, again quoting, not effective for wide-area anti-submarine search, end quote. Michael Gilmore wrote in his annual report, portions of which were obtained by Bloomberg News, that the airplane has multiple deficiencies, making the airplane, quote, not effective for the intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance mission, and is not effective for wide-area anti-submarine search, end quote. He said every major problem identified during testing between September 2012 and March 2013 are still evident in the airplanes deployed to Japan. But in a Navy news release dated January 10th, Vice Admiral Robert Thomas, commander of the 7th Fleet, praised the performance of the airplane, calling it a, quote-unquote, game-changer. The Navy has deployed 6 Poseidons to Japan in support of the 7th Fleet Maritime Patrol Operations, where one of their primary missions is to track Chinese submarines. Gilmore's report suggests the P-8 is not yet capable of completing that primary mission. Gilmore says in his report that the Navy will conduct additional testing, quote, to verify the correction of some deficiencies, end quote. Well, it's been a long time coming, but volunteers report that they have made significant progress restoring the Boeing B-29 Superfortress named Dock since work resumed on the project in 2013. Newly restored engines are being installed on the aircraft in preparation of the next major milestone known as Power On. Volunteers are targeting a first flight for later this year. The Boeing B-29, known as Dock, has been in Wichita undergoing restoration since 2000, after it was rescued from the California desert by Tony Mazzolini. Restoration of the historic aircraft accelerated earlier this year, with additional funding and the donation of a hangar in which to finish the restoration. In February of 2013, Dock's Friends was formed to help preserve the history of this legendary warbird and create a flying museum dedicated to the men and women who built, flew, and serviced the B-29. Now, as the restoration continues, Dock's Friends is looking for skilled volunteers to help make the dream of seeing Dock fly again become a reality. Specifically, they are in need of experienced aircraft electricians, engine and flight control mechanics, sheet metal mechanics, and inspectors. Dock's Friends is a 501c3 nonprofit board managing the restoration of the Boeing B-29 Superfortress. The group was formed in 2013 and is led by retired Spirit Aerosystems CEO Jeff Turner, along with other Wichita business leaders. Dock's Friends is committed to returning this World War II warbird to the air to honor previous generations, educate current and future generations, and connect the world with the rich heritage of aviation. We wish them well and success. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.